City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Come promote your music, come talk about your insanity. No need to keep it PG, so feel free to say whatever you please. You can talk about the weather, you can talk about religion, you can talk about the news. Doesn't matter what you say, just for sure what you say is true. But don't worry, just come through. We can have some laughs and giggles, we can even spit some riddles on some fire instrumentals. Yeah, that's how we get down.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Brussels sprouts as I was driving into town.
I cannot focus.
Oh yeah, did you almost die? Yeah. Like, gas so bad that you, like, wake up the dog?
Good thing you don't have a dog, bitch.
Literally done that. It was bad. I was dog sitting, and I thought it was the other dogs that I was dog sitting, and I like woke up, and I was like, "Oh God, no, that's me."
You ever wake yourself up from a fart?
Yeah, I did.
No, never.
Check. This scares you. Oh shit! What was that?
What is that smell? You lift the blankets, and you're like, "No, no, no, run!"
Oh my
then it
God.
Follows you.
Damn, bitch! What kind of farts are you having?
The good kind. Feels good.
It was the kind that I thought I was going to die. Honestly.
On the brink of death.
I mean, yeah.
Are we recording right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, this is it?
Uh-huh. Welcome to Small Town Mentality Podcast.
Hey, hey.
I'm your host, Ben. And in the studio, I've got my brother, Steven.
What's up?
I've got Maria, ooh, Skylar, and Heather.
Hey.
But she has to talk into the microphone, which she's not doing.
Hello.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
There's usually singing.
Nice. Ooh, I'm all about it. Like, you don't know how to feel if there's not singing. It's like movies.
I don't have feels.
You don't have feels?
No.
Oh, what happened to him?
Ran away.
They're in a box with their kids.
Yep.
Oh.
Basically.
Uh-huh. So every guest I had this week has fallen through. I started... last Wednesday to try to get guests on this show.
What?
And Sunday, when I was supposed to have the original ones, everybody fell through. Dylan decided he couldn't make it. And then Barry's wife was working. And then it was just going to be me and Steven. And I was like, I guess that would work.
Dylan likes to make up excuses of why he can't be in town.
Yeah. Well, he said he was going to dinner with his dad.
Oh.
Lies.
He was. I was there.
And then after that, I couldn't find a single guest. And then I finally got Nikki and Steven and Mario. And then Mario bailed. And then Nikki's kids didn't have a babysitter. And then last minute, I got all of you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Because this comes out on Thursday, which is 2 days from now. And I was running out of time.
Maria's like, that's you fair. Want to go on Beth's podcast? I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then she called
Skylar's
me back.
Skylar's on her way to my house. I was like, so Skylar,
I mean, I'm an extra addition, yeah. So you're welcome.
Yeah. That's all right.
It's great to get all of this.
You got the best of the best.
We've had like 10 people in the room at one time, and everybody was sharing mics, and it was insane. So not that big of a deal.
That'd be super loud
and annoying.
And I'm still in the hunt for a new co-host because AJ's gone. I cannot find anybody. And I was thinking about turning the show into just hosts, like me and two other hosts, and then just occasionally have a guest, because it's been very difficult to find guests. AJ was in charge of that, and he sometimes had a lot of trouble finding guests. So there was a couple times we had to do the show just me and him, because we couldn't have one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Guests are hard in this town.
Like, I guess. You just gotta look.
Yeah, I listen to other podcasts and stuff with comedians. And they always have guests, but their studios are like above a comedy store, so it's like they just go downstairs,
pull a person up, and be like, yeah. "Hey, you're a guest today."
I mean, you can only
report from Salt Lake
here in town.
We do have some. Just over there.
Where?
Yeah, I wish I could go to Salt Lake and pick some people up.
Just pick them up on the side of the road.
Kate.
No, the one with the hotel. Or it used to be.
Oh, Vagabond.
That.
Vagabond?
No, wait.
Yeah.
Vagabond.
Yeah.
That's Vagabond?
There's some people there.
Oh, you should get those people in here.
Please, no.
I knew a guy that lived there. He worked at Suds Brothers. He was a short guy. He was probably only 4'9", and he used to wash the dishes at Suds Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he'd walk up to the Vagabond, I think. That's what it is. He'd walk up there
every
day.
It's veranda. The veranda.
Yeah. There you go.
That's right. Sorry, wrong name.
And he'd walk up there every day, and I think last year he had passed away.
Yeah.
And we'd went to the bank. This is kind of a creepy story. We went to the bank, and my son said that he saw a ghost across the street at Suds Brothers.
What?
Like a week after that guy passed away. And he had no idea. Yeah, it was creepy.
Well, isn't this place haunted?
Yes. Probably.
Yes, it is. Do you not remember the safe bin?
Yeah.
What's safe?
We were up here doing some stuff with the U group way back in the day. And it was in the room right above us, I think. Over there.
Right beside us.
And I went into the safe to get some stuff. Like games or something, board games.
Mm-hmm.
And the door closed on me.
No. Oh.
And it took Steven, what was it, 2 hours or something to finally get the door
open? No one shut it and there was no one. Just I don't think there was anybody else there.
I would like shit my pants.
It's all good.
Would have panicked.
We've heard chains in this building and all kinds of
what?
Stuff.
What?
Yeah. Random chains and there's no chains here.
It wasn't that bad. It was like forced meditation. Like, just sit in here for a minute and think about your life.
Well, you know. Everybody loves some forced meditation.
That's what kidnapping is.
Yay!
Get in my trunk and think.
Think about it.
I'm a drive around with you in the trunk. That's fine.
You know, just awesome. Don't go for the potholes.
Yeah.
No potholes.
That's punishment for not thinking right.
You weren't thinking, right?
I've seen Deadpool.
Bad thinking.
Oops. There we go.
Did you guys watch Black Panther?
I have not.
Oh.
I finally watched it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I love it.
I hear...
That's my man. That's my zaddy.
Like, literally, can Michael B. Jordan continually wear that grill that he was wearing? Because, hot damn. Hot damn.
I heard there was people angry that there wasn't enough gay people in that movie.
Gay people?
Yeah. I heard that was like a thing.
Oh my god.
I listen to podcasts a lot. Like, 8 of them every day. And they're usually comedy ones. And there's been a lot of stuff about the Black Panther. Like, people they said if they don't like it, people are calling other people racist just because they don't like it. And it's like, yeah, but it's a superhero movie. And some superhero movies you just don't like. Like, I don't think it has anything to do with race. I think it's just they don't like
good.
That super.
Yeah.
I don't like the Green Lantern. You know what I mean?
That movie was crap.
Yeah. Sadly, Ryan Reynolds did way better as Deadpool.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
He even said he did cry. That movie was crap.
I mean, he literally makes fun of it in Deadpool where he's like, don't make the suit green.
Ooh, anyways, that's
animated.
That's the controversy I've been hearing about it. Like, racist and there wasn't enough gay people.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
I haven't.
God forbid, aren't inclusive.
I haven't watched it, but my son loves superhero movies, so I probably will soon.
Yeah, you'll probably get stuck on a loop of them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he'll just be like, oh, now I see everything. Great.
He's obsessed with Minecraft right now. And so I finally hooked up the Xbox 360 in his room with his own little TV.
Oh, nice.
And I bought him Minecraft for the 360. And every single day the last 2 weeks, every time I get home, he's like, do you want to play Minecraft?
Because
we've got two paddles. So I have to play like an hour of Minecraft every day now. It's been...
It's a struggle.
I've actually gotten into it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm building all this crazy stuff all the time.
You have like a whole world. Like, hey.
Ta-da! We're going to go fly over here.
Have you made a studio yet?
No, I should.
Yeah, you should.
I built a lot of houses.
A castle, you know.
I've built a castle.
Good job.
It's happened.
I've never played Minecraft.
I built a castle in the sky. I'm not going to lie.
What? How?
You just built blocks all the way up and then you delete the blocks. Yeah.
Well, how do you get to the castle?
Steven knows Minecraft.
I know Minecraft. What?
You can fly when you're in creative mode.
Yeah,
creative mode. You can. I've never played.
Maria.
Maybe you
should. I've noticed has done like nothing.
I know.
Even I, who is like technologically challenged and doesn't even have like an Xbox at home,
I just got an Xbox.
Yeah,
Minecraft.
Finally bought one because.
Okay, I bought it because I have a PS4. I got Call of Duty because that's what everyone's playing, and that's what I play usually.
That's what I'm playing all the time.
See? Okay, so then no one I know has a PS4.
Yeah,
so I can't play with anyone.
PS4 sucks.
Whatever. That's fine.
Xbox for life.
It does not suck. If you want to hack, PS4 is where to go.
To hack? What, like your life? Like you're just like a hack because you have a PS4?
Yep.
Hater. Well, anyway, so I got an Xbox One and I got Call of Duty. And I
Which
still
one?
Don't have people to play with.
WW2?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Gamer tag, oh my Maria, add me.
Yeah.
And all the creeps are going to add her now.
Yeah, out in the ether.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just wait for those dick pics.
Yeah.
Okay, since I've been single, this shit is annoying.
Dick pics?
Yes.
I'm not even single. I get them all the time.
It's so annoying and unnecessary. I don't understand. Like, what?
Okay, it's my dick. I send them to myself.
Well, you know, that's a little self-confidence.
With, like, some good lighting.
Like, explain this as guys? Like, what's the
dick pic thing?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Especially if, like, someone's, like, not asking for it. Like, I don't get that.
It's like, I call it Snapchat rape.
No, that makes sense.
It's not even on just
yeah.
Snapchat
it's not even on.
Anymore.
It's like everywhere. Yeah.
Like flip you,
up. Like I'll get it on my dish. Like a message will pop up or something. Like
I've never understood
my dish provider. He's like, yeah.
I've never understood the dick pic, but I understand why guys want. What did I call them? Snatch naps.
Oh, snatch naps. That's classy. God damn.
But. I like women don't like the way dicks look, so I don't understand.
I mean, there's a difference like between like I mean, wanting to see one.
Not
and,
all
like,
vaginas are pretty.
It's a beautiful butterfly.
That's a moth, bitch.
It's a beef curtain.
Why is this roast beef sandwich looking at me angrily?
It's a grilled cheese.
I'm thinking Arby's all of a sudden.
Like, beef and cheddar sounds kind of good right now.
She got a mountain of meat.
Beef and cheddar with Fromunda cheese.
Forever.
What is that chick up to, by the way?
Oh, grilled cheese? We knew a girl we called her grilled cheese.
That's wrong. Sorry.
Probably. We also called her salad bar a lot, and I'm pretty sure you guys just put two and two together.
No? She listens. Hi, how are you doing?
She does listen to us?
Hey, girl.
They miss you.
Miss you.
What's up?
Love you.
Holla.
Sorry for that picture I sent you.
I didn't know.
There's a lot of dick and vagina talk on this show, by the way. And it usually opens up that way.
I mean, like, we already talked about farts. Now we're moving on to dicks and vaginas. I think we're rolling along here.
We'll probably go back to farts.
Heather broke her hand masturbating.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I mean, she was trying to pull a stranger. Yeah. Trying to pull a stranger, pulled it too wrong.
Sat in her hand for a minute.
Yeah. Badass broke my hand.
Just crushed it. It's cool. You know you want to be under that booty anyway.
I have a question. Can women Dutch rudder? Is that a thing? Do you know what a Dutch rudder is?
I think that's just called lesbian
sex. Isn't it when you like
there?
Masturbate?
You, oh, like someone underneath?
But no,
like, I masturbate you. You masturbate me.
You get with your buddy and you grab his hand and you run his hand on your dick.
I mean,
possibly.
You could do that.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not.
You might have to get into some real Kama Sutra position to do it, but
it can be done.
It could be done. Might not be bad either.
Well, men have no idea how women have sex with each other.
I don't
like that's.
Really
a,
don't.
I don't think
everybody's like
women know how women have sex.
I mean,
I don't think
they really have sex. I think they just eat each other.
Yeah, that's what I think too. But most men are like you scissor and all that other stuff. And I was like, I don't think that really happens that often.
I feel like I might like. Pop out a knee if I did that.
Scissoring?
Yeah, that's uncomfortable, I think.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like...
Yeah, you need, like...
And they're trying to do it right now.
You gotta grind it in there.
I mean, you're definitely gonna have to be fit as fuck to do that.
Can you imagine two guys trying to scissor?
How does that work?
The mental image was worth it.
Yeah, that's all I'm here for, mental images. Picture
that's,
that.
That's not a good one.
It'd be like a Connect Four, like,
there'd be something in the way. You couldn't go all the way down.
No. But I mean,
it'd be like a tease. Like, hey.
Just the tip.
Cross your fingers, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Hope this works.
No, I meant with your dicks.
Cross your dicks. Turn the guys where one's on top and one's on bottom.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ying and yang.
Yeah, there you go.
Black and white guy, though.
Pinky promise.
There has to be a black and white guy.
Well, yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not racist.
You can see those tie-dye ones hippies have all the time.
Oh Lord, help us!
Yep,
that's pretty phenomenal. There,
yes.
Yeah, two guys or two girls? Which one was a more phenomenal one?
I think I would rather watch two girls than two guys.
Actually, wouldn't. I heard that 90% of the porn that women watch is girl on girl.
Like, I mean, they're probably not wrong.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, they probably never... do it better. Heather's being quiet back there.
Well, girls are better looking. That's a fact.
The boobs. It's really the boobs.
I think it is the boobs.
Both are quite nice.
Yeah. Depends on the day, really. I mean, if you're going
to
hop through the hole of porn.
Yeah, person, day,
women
time.
Are beautiful, but men are also beautiful.
And it depends on the type of porn. Like, if it's like a guy version of like lesbian porn, you're like, eh.
Do you ever go down the porn rabbit holes like you do YouTube rabbit holes?
Yeah.
You do?
One time, oh, nice. Rick and Morty porn happened, and I was just like, all right, this is happening. French Ray, of course, was like, guys, there's Rick and Morty porn. And I was like, what? And he was like, Mr. Meeseeks and a chick. And I was like, oh. And then it just spiraled out of control.
Yikes.
I've actually seen that. Trey showed me that, too. Yeah. We were at work.
You got Szechuan sauce in my eye.
Can I just tell you how delicious that stuff is?
I've never had it.
So they had it the other day. Yeah. Heather and Skylar.
It was really good.
Oh, they came back out with it, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, then, you know, we only waited in line for 3 hours to find out that there was only 20 of them at the Salt Lake one.
Yeah, I guess when they did it a while ago and they ran out, like some of them were going for $1 million on eBay for one packet of
Szechuan sauce.
I don't blame them.
Well, it's like,
whoever bought that feels stupid now.
You know, it's a marketing tactic. They're going to release them and then make them limited, and then they run out, and then everybody freaks out, and that's all they want, and then they release them again, and everybody has to go to McDonald's.
Yep. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Same with guns, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they're going to threaten to take them away. And
yeah,
hey,
people are buying the crap out of guns right now. That's true.
And ammo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sad takes a tragedy.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, people just need to stop shooting other people.
Speaking
like,
of,
chill out.
Did you guys hear that there was a threat here in the high school?
Yeah.
Today. Seriously?
Today. Yeah, that happened today.
I don't know how this shit happens, because, like, when me and Heather were in high school, we knew kids that were packing in high school.
Yeah.
Like, if that shit would have ever happened in Evanston, like, it wouldn't have been a problem, because some kid would get all
I guess
out.
All the students are planning to walk out tomorrow for stricter gun laws or something.
What?
Do you know where you're from?
They're gonna walk out so we get guns in schools.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Oh. That'd be cool. That's what Wyoming was.
Didn't they pass that law here that they can have the teachers?
Yeah, well, one or two people, I think, is all. Not all teachers. And they have to go through, like, I've talked about this several times on this podcast. Mm-hmm. But they have to go through, like, super...
strict.
Yeah. They have to go take all these tests and then do psych evals, like, every year and all that crazy stuff.
I mean, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
To have some people, because, I mean...
I don't know if that's much of a threat here either, though.
No.
Because we're in a smaller town.
Well, yeah. We've had several threats here to the school.
I mean, we did have a bomb threat.
I skipped school that day, actually.
Fort Bridger that had the grenades and stuff.
Yeah, remember when remember that bomb threat we got here at the school here? And me, you, and Davey decided to skip school that day. Well, you weren't in school, but me and Davey decided to skip school that day. Yeah. And we're walking around town, and Fox 13 News showed up and wanted to interview us about what happened.
What?
And Dave's like, dude, my grandma watches this show. She's going to know I skipped school.
Did he get caught?
I don't think so.
He skipped school a lot, though.
Yeah, I did. I went for 3 months. I skipped half of it.
Dang.
I helped him.
Get off your phone. Heather's
it was
on her
my
phone.
Alarm because
you're late.
Skylar was coming over.
Oh.
Because she knows that I'll come late because I'm that kind
of person she is.
You always come late?
Better than coming early.
Is it though? It's like, oh, I'm done. See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
Stop it. Will you
stop?
Got what I wanted.
One and done. Thank
now get
you.
Back in the trunk.
Same person.
You know, some serious forced meditation again.
Yeah. Same person we kidnapped earlier.
Don't know who this person is.
Don't look at my trunk. Just throwing it out there.
You don't really have a trunk. You have a hatchback.
Sucks.
Kind of sucks.
You yeah, just pop up. Hey, yeah. Can I get out now?
No, you're meditating.
Is it comfortable? Good. Meditate again.
Light those Jesus candles.
Keep doing it.
East to chest. You'll be fine.
Buckle up.
For your safety.
Is it though?
No, you're kidnapped. Come on.
You're just driving around at this point because it's been like several hours. It feels like that he'd been in there.
Driving to California.
Yeah. Mm. Just driving around in circles. Like, we haven't even left the parking lot.
Be horrible. And horribly funny. You'd be like, you were only in there 10 minutes. It was a lifetime. Come out, gray beard and everything.
I was just shopping at Walmart.
Oh.
Does your dick hair turn gray?
I don't know. Does
Probably.
It?
I have no idea.
It does. It does.
We
I've seen
don't
grandpa's
have dicks.
On accident, he dropped his drawers, and I looked.
I'm glad he didn't see it on purpose.
It's like
I'm glad he didn't see it on purpose either. Looked like a fish.
I was just thinking about that because everybody's hair turns gray, and I was like,
You're
"Does he
about you, grandpa's?
Yeah, okay. That too. Does your hair turn gray like all the way down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I've wiped enough asses to know these things.
Oh, true.
Not wrong.
I mean. So many years.
Carpet see. Matches the drapes.
Yikes. Gray on gray.
Gravity's a bitch.
Aww. I worked at one of those places that you, I'm guessing you two work at?
We're at the same place, yeah.
I worked at one of those places for exactly 3 hours.
Nice.
They took me over to Lodgepole. I don't know. I don't care.
Wrong place, but yeah.
Yeah, close enough. We get it.
Same
it was
work.
On, it was on Lodgepole. Oh, maybe you guys don't work in the same.
Wrong
Anyways,
facility.
Yeah.
Anyways, facility, same thing.
I went over to Lodgepole, and we were hanging out all day, and they were showing me around, and I played, like, cards or something with some of the people, and then some guy needed help taking a shower. And I went in there, and they were showing me how everything was done, wiping butts, changing diapers, put them in the shower, turned it on, and I was like, I'm going to go.
What? Like, that's it?
This isn't for me.
Yep. That's it. That was the end of my day, my shift. I was like, I'm just going to head out of here. Thanks, though.
I'm
for the trial run.
Thanks for showing me around. It was nice to meet all of you.
This was not for me.
I was done.
Dead.
Lucky. Smart.
Yeah.
Ran while you could.
Then I went over to Walmart like everybody else.
Yeah. Love Walmart.
I had a kid there that came in and said it was too hot and left.
It's what?
Too hot. It's too hot.
They do keep it really hot, which is weird.
Yeah. Longest employee I've ever had.
What is dick?
That too.
What is with you and dicks, man?
Well,
I mean, we
you know,
bring
all
up
the pictures
whole,
on his phone.
Yeah, the pictures.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's I got like two today, which was really annoying.
Me too.
Last 20 minutes, I've had like five. So
I've taken like six under the table just now.
There's just camera like already placed under the table. Yeah. Just taking
there's
pics.
Just
the
like,
red angle. Like,
are you podcasting? Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Never going through your phone.
I would.
Mean, you could.
Yeah.
It would be kind of funny.
I just got a lot of memes on my phone. So
a lot of memes.
Oh, I
love.
I got
memes.
My phone.
I'm always worried about that when some guy's like showing you the nudes that he's got and keeps scrolling. Sometimes you catch that dick that he sent back.
Like,
this is when you do us a favor and tell him to delete it.
Or you just tell him that it was a bad angle and his dick looked short.
Yeah.
I showed my friend once a picture, and it was his sister.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I did it on purpose.
Messed
Plot
up.
Plot twist.
Oh, God. Weird,
it was funny.
That's funny.
It was.
I'm glad this never happened to me.
I'm glad I never showed you our sister either.
Yeah. Keep that one locked on your phone.
Or just delete it.
I lock it for myself. deep, deep down in the meditation room.
The trunk?
The trunk.
I mean, probably deeper than the trunk.
You better burn the car. Like,
the only incest he's interested in is me.
Aww. Not my cousin Roger, maybe.
Love.
Incest is best, I mean.
Put your brother to the test?
Mm. You could.
Yeah. What, are you guys rappers now?
Yeah, we are. You just didn't know it. All these jams.
Slow jams.
So many...
Raspberry
bars.
Jams.
Raspberry jams.
I got them bars.
Them bars.
Lemon.
I keep looking at your Warped Tour sticker. Are you going to go to Warped Tour this year?
Yes.
Since it's the last year.
Oh, okay. Just because it's the last year doesn't mean you gotta go.
I went last year.
I mean, I'm going.
Also.
I'm not going. I'm going to California.
I wasn't as excited for the bands this year as it was last year.
I think there's maybe like 5 bands that I would want to see, but I've already seen them.
Yeah. Last year they had a lot more ska. I went for Save Ferris, and that's pretty much it. Because they're fucking awesome.
Real Big Fish. Never heard of them. Like,
yes, that's who I'm going to see this year.
Who?
I didn't really
Real Big Fish.
Oh, yeah. I saw them 1 year at Warped Tour.
That's pretty much the only reason I'm going this year, is Real Big Fish. And I'll go see Simple Plan, maybe.
You would.
I would. I would go see them. But mostly, I just like to people watch, because there's usually a lot of people there with barely any clothes on, and it's
sunny.
Kind of fun.
And then there's the females.
You should go to...
Yeah, that's what... He knows where
I'm going.
You
should go to raves.
Nah, I don't like the music, to be honest with you. I used to be really into it, but... Kind of went back to my
roots.
I mean,
I'm not, like, super into, like, all these newer DJs. Like, I don't, like, chill. Like, I don't know.
Disc jockeys?
Yeah. That's my style. That's my style.
Dick jockeys?
That, too.
That would be women, correct? A dick jockey? Like, a horse jockey?
Mm. Ride that ride? Pony.
Yeah, there you go.
Genuine.
So, technically, women are DJs.
Well,
I mean, booyah!
Knew it.
A horse cock.
Yeah, it really would depend.
I don't.
Then you do not have a dick jockey.
Got an inchworm jockey. The angry inch.
Ride the worm.
Whole new meaning. Like, the only visual I got was like those slinky worms that were like out of the plastic.
No, I was thinking of that worm on SpongeBob.
Where they've got a saddle on it.
I don't know.
The water worms, just all squishy and slink.
Yeah, those are what we called children's, what did we call them? Oh, man. Pocket pussies.
Oh, yeah, pocket pussies.
Yeah, those
that
were pocket
sense.
Pussies for children.
I mean, Shake Weight was the best thing that ever came out when I was in college. I mean, seriously.
I think men were doing that before that came out.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. But
oh, free.
You got to look at the muscles on their arms.
Defined ones?
Yeah, you got some defined muscles like right here. That's where it's at.
Got it.
Kind of like that episode of Family Guy where Quagmire finds Oh, yeah. And then he comes out with just one
the one giant
arm.
Yeah.
Like, du-du-du-du-du.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I jack off whenever I can. Doot-doot.
Giggity-giggity.
Wow.
Steven's like, shake your speechless.
You're sitting here speechless like you weren't thinking about it. Come on now.
Everyone masturbates. I think.
I mean, they should.
Why'd you guys all look at Heather? At that
I don't know.
Everyone masturbates.
She's got a broken arm.
I mean, Heather took it too far because she kind of broke her hand.
Yeah. Now she has the perfect stranger.
Right. Sharon, think about not. That. And you can pump it up and pump it down.
Ooh, ooh.
It's like grip strength.
She slaps it and twists it.
Ooh.
A little slap and tickle.
Too funny.
It's like Bop It, only...
I miss
less
Bop It.
Noises.
Like the original Bop It, like with the 3 options. Not like the new Bop It
options.
With like 10 options. Like,
I'm just way too ADD for that. So I only make it like a couple rounds, and then I was like, oh god, I got something else to do with my day.
It's like Bop It.
Next.
Fail.
Try again.
It.
You want to feel like a loser for 3 hours?
Perfect.
Pretty much.
Purchase
already
the Bop
do.
It.
I mean, what could make it worse?
No, I feel like a loser for like 23 hours.
32 hour years. Like, this is perfect.
I mean, I was way more worried about Tetris. Like,
no, even in my dreams, I lose at things.
Nice.
I don't even I'm have kidding. Dreams.
I love my life. I'm fucking awesome. Fuck you guys.
What?
Boy, bye.
I never lose in my dreams. Just throw it out there.
Ever.
I just have really fucked up dreams.
Well, now I'm coming to your
dreams. I always die, but I never lose.
I win!
Like, oh, fuck.
JK.
I'm still winning. Dying, but I'm winning.
I won.
I win.
I got out first. More like... Fuck you.
Great.
I usually win my dreams. And then when you get, you know how you fight in your dreams all the time and you always, well, not always, but most of the time you win. Yeah. And then when you're just like out in the world on your normal day to day, you're like daydreaming. Like if somebody came up with a gun, I think I could take him.
Yeah.
I know I could take him.
Yeah, could take Heather him. Could even with that creepy anyone. Hand there.
You ever
she
just
take him.
Like sit and daydream for a while and just dream up all those scenarios of how you could do something awesome and be a hero and
Yeah.
No.
I saved that kid.
I don't want to be a hero, I just want to fuck people up.
I thought you were gonna stop at fuck people.
Like damn it's okay.
Wrong. Not all of the people. Not fucking any of the people.
You still want all the cameras and news crews?
I think that's a porn.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's porn. But everything leads back to porn.
Everything is.
It's like the like sinks, you know, the sewers. Everything leads to the ocean. Everything leads back to porn.
It's true.
True.
Porn is the ocean of the internet.
Not Utah.
Of Utah, is that you
Utah
said?
Is illegal.
It is?
Porn. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Even, well, you can't block the internet. Not even Utah.
It will.
Only,
nah.
Only Kim Jong-un can do that.
No, they can't do that.
They're going to become Korea.
Yeah.
No.
They blocked North the internet. Korea? North Korea has blocked the internet. You can't even access it on anything. China you can't access it on your phone, nothing.
China's done some of it, too.
Yeah, China's done some blocking.
And they blocked certain things.
And they'll...
Certain things.
I can barely hear you when you're talking. You're talking what? Sideways.
You're sideways.
Sideways.
You wish you were sideways.
Fuck me sideways.
Ah,
yeah.
Classy lady.
That's a saying.
Well, that's a classy lady.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got diffusing in here?
Cedar wood.
I call it.
It's weed.
It's weed.
It's I the wish. Wood.
It's a sick weed.
I used to have, what's it called? Well, if I had it in, I would know because it's for that.
Oh.
It's like.
Patchouli.
No. Genius.
Oh.
It's supposed to help you concentrate and stuff. But it ran out.
Ah.
It's okay. It ran dry.
Cedarwood it is. Nothing like the wood.
Should do some hot dog water in it.
Hot dog water.
Why?
Do you think you could diffuse hot dog water?
I think you could diffuse anything.
Is that like a scent that you enjoy?
No, I just
he
saw
likes
it.
The scent of wieners.
I saw it on the other night.
Let me smell your wiener.
Bring me your wiener.
Someone was putting it in the ice cube tray.
Oh, yeah, I saw that meme.
Yeah, I was like, that's legit.
I mean, yeah.
Love memes.
Have you ever seen that one that had the little, like, plastic babies in the ice?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I played that at my baby shower.
That's awesome. Terrible.
Then you'd have ice
that's
baby.
Not
that's true.
Speaking of hot dog water, how was that dinner? Like, do you remember walking in the kitchen and just seeing mom with, like, 12 hot dogs and boiling water? And they're just, like, floating around?
Oh, God, no.
She's like,
we
dinner's
never...
almost done. I'm ghetto as fuck, I guess.
Apparently so.
Yeah. That never happened to anybody else? All right, cool.
I'm usually the girl
arts. It's happened.
I like the crispy wiener.
I never, do you remember doing that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
With the friggin' tongs, you had to reach in there and burn yourself.
Or when you didn't have, like, hot dog buns, you had
to use
bread. See,
I knew if my dad was cooking, because all of a sudden there'd be, like, cans of Spam everywhere.
Heather's like, okay, bitch.
Sometimes we had...
Sorry, bougie.
Sometimes we had hamburger buns, but no hamburgers, so we put hot dogs in hamburger buns.
Yeah, it's done that.
No, I can't do that. It's too much bread to hot dog ratio.
Have you ever had...
That's why you do two wieners.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Have you ever been this ghetto, where you put Spam in mac and cheese?
No.
Yes.
I've never been ghetto to eat Spam.
I've never had Spam.
I've never, ever in my life.
Have you ever made a Spam sandwich?
Yes.
Just recently.
Me too.
I wanted to try it, so.
Spam in the place where I live.
Gross.
Spam and more.
Hater.
I never had. It looks gross as fuck. It looks
super gross.
I think that's a good subject. Gross foods that we have eaten. And we'll do that right after this.
What up, Slackers? I'm Matt.
And I'm Jesse. We're the host of American Slacker, a weekly show that discusses the weirdest in world events.
We cover UFC, the latest in technology, Xbox games, entertainment, and music reviews.
We have conversations with musicians, actors, filmmakers, and other interesting guests.
Twist one up or crack one open with us every Monday to start your work week off right. That's it.
There you go.
And we're back.
Ta-da.
Do you guys still want to talk about food? Because we kind of moved on there during the break.
We were talking about Steven's flip phone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's
definitely not getting him laid.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask all of the two women that probably listen to this show if it was unattractive if somebody was hitting on you at the bar and pulled out a flip phone for your number.
I'd be slightly worried.
Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook.
You got a Twitter? Because I just got a Twitter and I need followers.
I have
any people to follow too.
I got Viero the other day and I'm like,
what the
still,
fuck is that?
What
is
I don't know, Viero? Some no shit that everyone's like, oh my god.
It's like a chat roulette and it's just a whole bunch of dicks pop up on the top.
Yeah, probably.
that Music Lily thing or whatever it is.
Oh, Musically or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard that there's a lot of that going on in there.
Probably.
Like I needed more.
There's this girl on my Facebook who just posts Musical.ly, and it's
weird. I don't understand Musical.ly, and I feel like it's for 12-year-olds.
I don't use
it. Yeah, there's a lot of 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds who use it. And they'll be scrolling through people's... Isn't it like karaoke type of thing?
Yeah.
There'll be people, and they'll just be scrolling through listening to people's songs, and there'll just be a guy jacking up or something.
Yeah.
There's like 10-year-olds on that app.
Please yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, majority of people on there are like little kids.
It's the new chat roulette, I guess.
Oh, God.
I remember chat roulette.
It's fucking worse.
I used that.
I always
got
creepy, like, old Russians. I don't know why.
And they're
just
like laying
Russians.
There, like,
yeah. Oh, how are you? And then, like,
yeah.
I'm like, ah.
Most of the time, I wouldn't even have to say anything. They would already be jacking off when I got to the channel. And it's like, who are you jacking off for, man?
Next. I was just be like, next. Your dick's little, put it away.
Oh, hi!
Click to the next one.
Oh, your dick. Next.
Next.
But I always got Russians.
I miss that show.
Next. Chat roulette? Oh, next. That would be a fun TV show.
That'd be weird. It would just be like the whole TV
it'd be like
censored.
It'd be Wheel of Fortune, but you never know. You know what you're going to get? You spin the wheel and there's just some guy jacking off.
You're like,
like, there's another guy jacking off.
And another one.
Do we have anything else other than guys jacking off?
Are there any vaginas?
What's behind
there?
Door number two? Another guy jacking off.
There's 10 of them.
Oh, God.
They're all together. Dutch rudder.
Oh.
It's just a giant circle of people.
Yeah.
Circle.
I mean, just a roundabout way to have fun.
Yeah.
Really? All around?
All around fun.
Yes.
That turn.
Moving on.
Yeah, I don't even know where we were headed before that happened. Happens to me a lot.
We were definitely not having a circle of fun.
Yeah. We're in a square.
We're like a rectangle.
Yeah.
Plus one.
Plus Heather.
Yeah.
Hey. We kind of got like the turducken Lady Gaga going on if we were in beer pong.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Lady
Heather
Gaga.
Was like right here.
So Heather has a dick.
Yeah.
Not one.
Huge.
You could see it from space.
Huh.
Facts.
Classy lady.
If you really, really, really zoom in.
Hater.
Anyways, I don't know where I was wanting to go, like two different places. We were talking about food, and then I wanted to go somewhere else, and I completely spaced it. And then we went off on
was
the
it ghost
whole
hunting because we were talking about
I'm
that
so
too.
Ghost hunting is lame. Everyone's doing it.
I used to do it like way back in
see,
the day.
See, everyone does it.
Well, we were one of the first.
Oh, okay. My bad. Ben
before
invented
cool.
ghost hunting, everyone.
I mean,
hashtag.
Although I'm literally not allowed to go to the Chinese tunnels because every time I've gone, I've literally because almost...
Because you're super racist.
No.
What?
No. Every time I go, I literally almost get hit by a train.
Liar.
Like the... No.
She also screams, fuck China, right before she walks yeah. in.
Shut up. And there's the racist
part. Hey, to be fair, the last time I went, I literally almost rolled when I had my Mountaineer. Almost rolled that bitch.
I drove through the Chinese tunnels one time. Now. And I was not in my own vehicle because fuck that, I won't take my shit in there.
Yeah,
I did.
I turned off the headlights, I turned on the hazards, and I did about 45 all the way through the tunnel. Mm.
Nice. I did like 30 fun. And I had people on top of my car.
Oh.
So, why not?
Everybody's gonna die tonight.
Yeah.
I always have someone on top of the car. Were you there when,
You gotta have someone on top.
He knows that feeling. That one likes to get on the top of the car, too.
Really?
Through yeah. the sunroof.
Yeah, yeah. We used
every
to
every time.
I'd climb out through the sunroof.
No, I remember I was driving my uncle's Hummer and we were going to a party out in...
Your uncle gave you a Hummer?
Well, I was just driving.
Vroom, vroom.
It was lame. I hated it. It was huge. Ooh. And, like, use, like 10 miles, like, what, I got, like, 5 miles a gallon.
I love that you kept going, but you didn't understand what I meant by Hummer.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, she did. She got it.
I got it.
I'm not a sicko like all of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm pure.
Purely not pure.
You don't know my life.
But anyways, every time we go camping, we do that shit where people are like, hanging outside of the car and stuff. Every time we get a convoy going anywhere, people are always hanging out. And they always do that, what's that called? Paul Wall had a song about it. I can't think of it right now, but when you're moving your cars like this.
Oh, ghost riding?
Oh, doing like a serpent?
Yeah, when you're like, I don't know how to explain it. Crossing your cars, you're always following the people like, tipping.
Oh, tipping, that's what it's called.
Tipping on fofos.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah. But it seems like every time you get a convoy, people are doing that. Tipping and everybody's getting out of the car and hanging out. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like
still
never...
to this day.
Last time I was in the convoy with you guys, I kicked a cone blowing like 60.
Oh, God.
I took my foot out the window and just kicked it while driving.
Oh. I'm going to turn you up, man. I can't hear anything you're saying. I don't think you're even on this episode, to be honest with you.
Yikes. It's a ghost.
Ghosty.
Ghost.
Ghosty, ghosty, ghost.
Anyways, ghost hunting? What would you do if you saw a ghost?
I mean, it's more like a matter of one at this point.
So I'd punch it. The tunnels,
break your hand.
Yes.
Probably. I'd just punch the ghost. It hurts.
Hey!
It's cool.
There's some creepy shit down there.
Yeah. I want to go down there.
Stuff that Skylar has refused to go.
I refuse to go down there.
We and Steven have gone a few places. We used to ghost hunt here. We had, like, infrared cameras. And
what?
We had, sound recorders and all kinds of stuff. And we used to go out to all the creepiest places in town, and there was this place called Wasatch Paranormal out of Salt Lake wanted to hire us as their Wyoming division
because
we were out there doing it. But we didn't end up doing that. But we remember every place that somebody told us was scary, we would go and spend the night there. And one time somebody told us that if you go out... What was it, by the tunnels? I think so.
Yes.
If you go out by the tunnels, and exactly at midnight, there was a ghost train that came through. And he said you could even walk through it if you wanted to.
What?
We sat there, and exactly 12 o'clock, a train came through. It was a real motherfucking train. That they were trying to get us to walk into.
What fuckers?
Yeah. Yikes. I was like, that's a real train. Who would walk into that? I hope that they don't get anybody to believe that bullshit.
Oh, God.
I mean... But that's some really great timing. That was a real train at 12.
Yeah, it's called scheduling.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Trains are on a schedule.
They try to kill us. We're going to be the ghost for the ghost train.
It's called scheduling.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
It probably happens every night around the same time.
I don't know. I don't hang out by train tracks enough to
I like
tell
trains.
You this.
I like trains.
Trains.
There used to be trains that stopped here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped doing that a while ago.
I want to go on a train. That'd be cool. I feel like it might be a little rickety.
Someone asked me if I wanted to go on a train ride to New York City. I was like, do you know how long that is?
No, they said you want to be a part of a train.
Hey,
that's a totally different thing.
In New York City.
The answer is still no.
You want to be a part of a train?
No. No. I definitely don't want to be the caboose.
Is that the same as a human centipede?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
But I thought you never went
but
ass
more
to mouth.
Dicks and mouths.
What?
Something about dicks and mouths.
No, ass to mouth.
Oh.
Ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I always do.
You look like an ass eater.
Yeah. I mean, you're not afraid to eat anything, are you?
Someone has to be Steve Irwin. He's gone now.
Steve.
Spam ass?
Boom.
We'll eat spam off of your ass.
Questionable decisions by questionable people.
We're back to food.
Yeah. Well, we're back to everything we were talking
about.
And
they were just, it's like a sex and food
circle.
Thing.
Yeah.
Little sex and food orgy.
What is the weirdest thing you've had
in and around your mouth?
Sex?
What do you mean?
What did you eat while having sex? What's
eat?
Weird, yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten.
Well, no, mostly.
I've never eaten anything. I mean, I've had like syrup.
Chocolate.
Banana.
Personally, I'm a fan of some blueberries, but.
Blueberries? Bitch.
She was with a smurf.
How do you,
where are you putting these blueberries?
Yeah, how do you keep
in
them
in a magical location?
How do they not roll off?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You just smash them
like that. Like, lick them off.
He's just smashing him into something.
Just like on a chest. Looks like a gunshot
like,
wound.
Blueberries, and she just smashed her head into the table. That's what I imagine Skylar doing.
Shit. Never heard of blueberries in sex.
Picking blueberries out of weird places for a couple months.
Ew. God.
You
I don't
so
shower.
About it until you understood what he said.
Oh, God. I got like a horrible version of...
Yikes.
Jailhouse hooch.
You gotta go in there and dig those motherfuckers out.
Jailhouse cooch.
Jailhouse cooch. Welcome to this episode.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten anything crazy during sex.
Not even pussy?
Nope.
Probably the craziest thing I've eaten.
I mean, it's attached to some crazy. I'm not gonna lie there.
Hey! Steven, oh, your turn to answer.
You guys just pizza. Got real quiet.
Pizza! That would be cool.
Have you seen that pizza dick porn?
Pizza dick?
Yeah, where this... So they cut a hole in a piece of pizza, and he slides his dick through, and then the girl just eats the pizza off his dick.
That's magical. That's like
that
every
dangerous.
Fat girl's
that
dream.
That sounds romantic
right there.
As fuck.
I'm all about that.
It's been
like
around
with some ranch. Some ranch on the side.
I mean, only please.
I'm down with creamy. That.
Hmm. Also, go with your other creamy condiments.
Delicious.
So, were you just like watching TV, eating pizza, and had sex? I've gotten a blowjob while playing Halo before.
Nice.
Whack. Halo.
Halo's the best.
That'd be real hard to concentrate.
It was. I didn't care much.
You were like...
I don't think any guy cares when they're getting a blowjob.
I had my headset on.
Fuck mouth!
I had my headset on. Everybody was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, I don't even care, man.
I don't even care right now.
Why are you standing there?
Why are you making those weird
noises? Why are
you noises?
Spinning circles and shooting into the air? This isn't the only place I'm doing that.
It's like that Cards Against Humanity one that's like balls deep in a pig while shooting a gun into the air.
Yeah.
Like,
Welcome to Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, to sheep, but yeah.
Well, you know, a little bad here and a little bad there.
You're a bad air bear.
Everywhere a bad bear. Now when my son sings Old McDonald's, I'm just going to be like,
ruined.
Don't.
Yeah.
Bah.
Don't.
Bah means no.
Bah, no.
Heather, what about you? You never answered.
Have you ever fucked a sheep?
Yeah.
Knew it.
Oh, food-wise. Okay, I see where you're going.
Oh, no, I've never eaten anything.
Not sure of that. Syrup is just sticky.
That just sounds like, really messy.
Yeah, I don't.
Syrup sounds like a sticky
good time. It's messy enough as it is.
I don't like messy.
Having to get syrup off.
How
the body
do you not have sex? Sex is messy anyway.
Well, I know it is. I don't like it. When, like,
you
after.
Don't like sex?
I mean, you have children. You got baby wipes. Nah. You'll be fine.
Hold on, I'll go get you a towel.
I felt a sock.
Too close to home.
Too real.
Well, you gotta be a gentleman.
How does
that mean? Yeah, at least you pulled the gentleman card.
If you were a real right gentleman, there, you would have already had the towel in the room.
Well, no. I'm the guy that goes butt naked through the hallway in the dark and run to the bathroom and get a towel real quick.
Lego, ow.
Oh my god.
I think that's everybody. Yeah. To be honest. Nobody thinks about it beforehand.
I mean,
let me go get a towel and leave it in the room. Fuck that. I'm running through the hallway naked, dick flopping.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's still wet, so it's hitting both your legs.
Bat wings. Catch a cell breeze.
It's sticking to my leg. It's sticking to my leg.
Nothing like that breeze. A wind through my hair.
Okay, there, Johnny Depp.
Oh, man.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this was a fun one.
Really visual?
Yeah.
Visual.
Imagine if you could hook your brain to a TV.
Dear God, no.
No.
I'm good.
Hard pass.
If we could all hook our brain to a TV and then have this exact same conversation over again, what would happen?
Terrible things.
Well, be a lot of dicks on your end.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a lot of dicks.
I mean, pirate ship full of bat wings would happen.
Oh, man. That'd be good stuff.
Oh, magical as fuck.
I just see one with an eye patch. Like,
look at me, eye. Don't look him in the eye. Run away. Avoid the peg leg.
Peg leg Petey?
Yeah.
Long schlong silver.
Long schlong silver. Yeah.
What other dick names are there?
Other dick pirates. Well, most pirates are just dick.
Dicks
Moby
anyway.
Dick.
I got the black beard.
Ooh, black beard. Gray beard. You know.
Moni Dick. Gray. There you go. Moni Dick. Instead of Moby Dick.
Moni Dick. That's good. That's good. I mean, it could... Moby Dick was the bigger, blacker dick to begin with.
Bigger, blacker.
I thought Moby Dick was a white whale.
A white whale.
Bigger, blacker, whale. Better.
Aren't whales, like, gray?
Moby Dick was the great white whale.
Yes, oh, it was.
Well, I mean...
Whale.
We could be...
Whale.
It's a whale!
Stereotypes can be proven wrong.
Do you remember that Kong Pao? You ever seen that movie?
I fucking love that movie.
Me too. They're, like, standing at the bottom of the waterfall, and there's a
whale.
Whale.
It's a whale!
This is funny.
I'm thinking what movie that is.
What?
Fight me.
1990.
Yeah, it's like a Chinese dub movie where they talk and then 10 seconds later they dub English over.
Yes! That's magical. That's
and he like punches the guy through the stomach and his stomach it's blob like just, just falls to the ground. He's like, the narrator's like, how's that even possible?
Reboot.
That's a lot of nuts!
I'm gonna have to go home and watch this now.
Yeah. Every time the guy runs, his shoe squeaks.
Yes.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Makes the tick 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 noise.
It's fine. I like that one.
It's a good movie.
I love how we like go up and then it just like slows down.
And then we go
and
back
we go
up.
Back up, yeah.
I mean,
our life basically.
Our life's kind of like a dick.
Yeah. Gets excited and then just, no. Not today.
I figured I'd just throw another dick on there just because. It is kind of. That's a metaphor for sure.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Just don't get out in the cold weather.
Yeah.
The shrinkage is real.
Actually,
does it really shrink?
I'm always down in cold weather. Like in life.
Oh.
I mean, no, you've never seen
it. No, I've never seen a dick shrink. Like in cold.
Bulls get smaller.
I don't have to Google it or something. Yeah.
I mean, that could be a whole interesting
That could be our show.
That's one thing about your dick pics. Nobody ever sends one flaccid. That's
no
thing.
One wants one a flaccid dick.
Maybe
you got a flaccid dick?
Yes.
Who would send that?
I don't know.
Look how big it is.
And it's just like a normal conversation. Boom, flaccid dick.
This is how it looks in a shrinked up ball.
Like, thanks.
That turn you on?
So the other day, I get this message from this guy, and he's like, this is me soft. I was like, what? And then he sends it, he's like, and this is me hard. I was like, Maria, explain this. I don't know why. And it was like out of nowhere.
He's showing you he can be tough but sensitive.
I was like, boom. I texted this guy.
Or he's a grower,
him,
not a
I don't
shower.
Know what's going
on. He was a grower.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Yeah.
No, no yeah. one wants that.
It was huge.
Like, I'm pretty sure that every girl has their limit on the size of dick that they're going to let in.
Do they? I feel like some girls are like, meh, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I think the ass, they probably freak out a little bit more about what size you're going to let in there.
Yeah. Not wrong. I mean, shit could be terrifying.
You guys want to talk about vaginas or something? Yeah.
Vaginas are way better. Let's go.
I'll talk about whatever.
Whatever.
I don't get it. But
whatever, whatever.
I'm just one of the girls today.
Aw, shucks.
Hey.
Honorary chick.
Every day.
You're going to start your period here soon, Ben.
Shark week.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wonder what a man period would look like.
An oil change.
It's like a blood drip out of the tip.
Oh. I already have that.
Oh. Right?
Kidney issues.
Boy, you need to get checked.
See a doctor.
Prostate issues.
It's called marriage.
It never lasts more than a week.
I wouldn't know, I guess.
Me either.
True, he's not married.
You're the only one in here married, Ben.
Well, that's true.
Technically, I'm still married, but...
I can take care of that for you.
Paperwork,
fees. Dude, paperwork is intense.
Actually, I heard that if you put it in the paper, they got like 7 months, and if not, you're legally divorced.
Okay, I'm not gonna wait 7 months.
Right, well.
I mean, that feels like a long time.
I've already been waiting like 5.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, that's not his name.
Well, not no more.
What?
Name
boy, that's my dad's name.
You married your dad?
No.
This took a weird turn. I don't know if we should get down
I don't
down
know
there.
What's happening.
Are we talking about Mario?
What?
Mario.
His name is Jesus also.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of Jesuses. I know, I've got like 3 on Facebook.
I like my whole family.
Is it?
I mean, it's a popular name.
JJ? Jesus Jr.?
JJJ.
JJJ. Jesus Jr. Jr.
Basically.
That's sick.
Oh, I got a grandkid. Jesus Junior, 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 Junior. God damn it, this is getting hard.
Just call him JJ for short. Yeah.
JJ times 5.
JJ times
5. That was on that Friends.
Never seen Friends.
Well, you should, because you'll enjoy it.
Friends is stupid.
He's lying.
Fuck you guys.
Dumb.
Friends
How
is
I
my
met
favorite.
How I Met Your Mother is way better.
I do like that one as well.
How I Met Your Mother.
Pretty much the same show, though. Think about it.
Well, then I'm not watching Friends.
Yeah.
Friends is better.
I've already put wrong in way too many hours on How I Met Your Mother to switch.
Yeah. I've already watched that entire show.
Do you want to hear about How I Met Your Mother?
Hey!
Hey!
How dare you talk about Andy? She's a saint.
Yeah, unfortunately, my mother's a saint.
I didn't say anything bad about her. I just said that I met her.
Nice.
Jesus.
Did
we
you?
Had a conversation.
She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
We met for coffee. It was very pleasant.
I love coffee.
Well, no. She made you for some coffee.
Yeah, see?
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
I'm a pleasant person sometimes.
That only makes one of us.
And I don't feel like we've ever really talked.
Well, we just did for an hour. So true.
You're welcome.
Yikes. A whole hour.
Can I get that hour back?
Oh, savage.
I was honestly just about to sing You're Welcome by Maui.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, now it's all about Coco, so...
So I haven't seen it.
No, niggas need to...
Dan watched it the other night, and he was like,
Coco.
It was so good.
Did he cry?
He was like, I almost cried, and I was like, you could have cried.
I legit cried. I was like, I don't want to watch it.
Well, yeah, because my mom bought it. Heather was there. My mom bought it for me. She's like, I bought you a movie. I don't even want to watch this movie, Juan. So she's like, oh, you can watch it. So I watched it, and I died. It was so sad. I was, like, crying by myself.
You died a little inside?
Yeah.
You found some feels? You, like, hit the whole brick wall of feels?
What the fuck is this? Like, running down my face. Like,
You said shit off.
Why is that?
Maybe playing in the box with your kids.
Well, I'm going to have to cut this short because I got a GTFO.
Fair.
Well, that's fine.
Have fun.
Well,
bye,
you
Ben.
Guys can come back on any fucking time you want. And sweet. You can start your own goddamn show.
Or me and Skylar are going to start our own.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, me, Skylar, and Heather
right.
are going to start our own.
Pull her out
maybe.
Of the box.
We'll yeah. brainstorm.
Brainstorm. Have a cuddle fest.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Cuddle puddle.
Ooh, cuddle puddle.
And we always like talk about random shit. Well, it's just us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
well,
we true.
Might as well okay.
I mean,
we might as well let the world know what we talk about.
Yeah.
Well, be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hit us up on Twitter at STMPod, on Instagram at STMPodcast, on Facebook at Small Town Mentality Pod. You can email us at STMPod@outlook.com. DramaCityProductions.com coming soon. Be on the lookout for fucking that.
Whoop, whoop.
And hit up that Patreon. Give me a fucking dollar.
Oh, a dollar.
Dollar make me holler.
Ooh.
That's patreon.com/STMPodcast.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. You guys got anything to plug?
No.
Holes. Listen to Ben's podcast. It's the best.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Love me.
This has been a Drama City production.